What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is going to be titled A Tour of Ormela Beach here in Latvia and how to not get wheat waffled in 2024. As you guys know, I rented a car and I'm going all over Latvia now. And today is like the first day in a long time where the sun is actually up. I told you guys, Latvia ain't bad if the sun is up. So today I just had to hop in the car, come out to Ormela Beach, and I'm just going to show you the beach. We're going to do the MGTOW walk and talk shit like Kendall Reakin says. And we're going to talk about how you should not get wheat waffled going into 2024. If you look at the pine trees here, guys, it kind of reminds me a little bit of Florida. This is the type of pine trees we have in Florida, but it's hella colder, you know. That's the beach right in front of us, if you guys can see it. Now, Ormela is only 20 kilometers away from Riga. It's like less than half an hour by car or even by bus. So it's very easy to get to. Now, Ormela is a resort town. This is where all the rich Russian mafia guys come here over the summer and, you know, money launder and, you know, do what mafia people do. So during the summer, guys, from what I hear, it's like they got music festivals, people go to the beach, they just have a really good time here during the summer. Now, this is not officially the Baltic Sea. This is known as the Gulf of Riga. So, the Baltic Sea, yes, the Baltic Sea does come into here. Okay? But for those of you guys out there who are like into maps and geography and all that shit, this is not the Baltic Sea. What you're looking in front of us, guys, is not the Baltic Sea, okay? This is Gulf of Riga. Later on, God willing, of course, we will go to Ventspils. I'm probably mispronouncing it. And that's going to be the Baltic Sea. Now, again, the Baltic Sea does pour into here. So it's not like a totally different body of water compared to the Baltic Sea. As you guys can see, it's a really, really nice. I don't see people fishing. So I don't know if this is a good area to fish. Maybe you're not allowed to fish. But on the way here, guys, I did see people fishing in the river. They had their boats out. They're fishing in the river. Oh, look, I think a guy over there is fishing. Is that guy fishing? Let's walk past him and see if he's fishing, okay? So obviously, guys, really, really nice beach, I have to say, man. Really nice. You know what? I'm gonna go touch the water. That's what I'm gonna do. You know, I'm gonna go touch the water. That way I get to say, hey, man, I touched water in the Gulf of Riga. You know, how many people can say that, you know? Even though it's freaking pretty much winter at this point, it's like 8 degrees Celsius out there. You can tell that there are a lot of people out there, you know, walking around, enjoying the place. So, let's see. I don't want to step through all this water, man. I really don't. Okay, so let's do the MGTOW walk and talk shit. Let's do that. And I'll find a way to cross over to the other side. So, today's video is titled How to Not Get Wheat Waffled in 2024. So, for those of you guys who don't know, Wheat Waffles, he's a ginger cell who's a self-proclaimed king of the black pill on YouTube. His whole channel was about going to college campuses and walking up to women and asking them how they think random men look and, you know, stuff that Alexander Grace used to do, but Alexander Grace was a little bit more, well, he was, Alexander Grace isn't a ginger, so that works in his favor. So, Wheat Waffles, going to his, going to a college campus, the woman cited him for sexual harassment, and, well, they reported him for sexual harassment, and security rolled up on him, and they cited him for trespassing. Next time he does this nigger shit, he's probably gonna end up in prison. So this is what I want you guys out there to understand, okay? So when I say don't get wheat waffled, I don't want you to get me too'd. I know a lot of people out there, they don't want to use me too, because that's one of those keywords on YouTube that might get you demonetized. So you guys out there, instead of using me too, feel free to say don't get wheat waffled. Okay, so problem with wheat waffles is that he's a ginger cell, and woman can tell that he's trying too hard. Okay, they can tell that deep down that this guy wants to date one of them. They know that, okay? You guys out there need to understand, man. Women don't want to be approached by dudes, okay? Women want to pick dudes up, okay? They don't want to be approached by guys. Now, the reason why I'm making this video, guys, is that yesterday I was at the Beta Male pub. You know, as you guys know, here in Riga, which rhymes with nigga, I go to a pub called the Funny Fox. It's like a tourist pub, but, you know, their price for coffee is like 3 euros, 3.5 euros for Heineken Zero. That includes tip and everything. So it's hella cheap compared to Thailand and Estonia. Yeah, Riga is hella cheap. So, the Funny Fox is mainly a tourist trap. That's where all the British people go to. And it's kind of known for stag parties. You know, for those of you who don't know, a stag party is where a bunch of horny British dudes, you know, they come to Latvia thinking that the women out there are going to sleep with them because, you know, they're British and they have money, you know. But in 2023, that's not how it works anymore. So, yesterday I was at the pub. And, you know, one of the good things about owning a car here in Riga that I just realized, if you guys remember, I told you here in Riga that you're going to have to pay for parking wherever you go in Old Town Riga. But after midnight, that's when you don't have to pay for parking. So what I noticed on yesterday, because yesterday I was coming back from, where the hell was I yesterday? Oh yeah, I was in Valka. So I was coming back from Valka by car yesterday, and I got into town at 12 o'clock at night, and I'm like, you know what? Let me go to the Beta Male pub, see if anybody's there. And it was packed, man. So apparently, guys, what happens is that after midnight, when the parking is free, that's when all the people go out to the pubs, you know, because all the broke-ass niggers end up going home because bus service stops at like 11:30. So all the commoners, you know, they go home at 11:30. You know, I would go home at 11:30 too, because I'm taking the freaking bus, you know? So, yeah, that's a plus side to having a car in Riga, guys, is that after midnight, you can, like, go to the pub, you know, tell a girl you got your own car, you got your own place, you know? Like I said, in 2023, going on to 2024, women pick men up, okay? You don't pick women up, dudes. You just don't do that anymore. So yesterday, guys, a bunch of Arabs came into the pub. And I know they were Arabs because A, they looked Arab, and B, they spoke the language, which I understood. Now, those were North African Arabs. So they were the good-looking Arabs, you know, not the ugly Gulf Arabs. So they weren't like Arab sales by any stretch of the imagination. One of them, one of those Arabs, you know, he was on point, you know. Good face, good body. But here's the thing, he was hitting hard on the bartender. And, you know, this bartender, she's a cute Swedish girl, all tatted up. So we know she has more red flags than a communist parade. And I know this girl because I've been going to the Beta Male pub for the past couple of weeks. I know her. I don't talk to her unless she talks to me. That's how I roll, you know. I don't initiate with women, you know. So the Arab, he starts hitting on her hard. And what she ended up doing is that she went into the back. She went into the kitchen. And she didn't come out until he left. You know, he and his small party, they ended up leaving after, like, you know, maybe being there for like 7 or 8 minutes. They ended up leaving. So what this goes to show you guys is that women don't like to be hit on. Now, one of the things that I realized about these white people in Latvia, they don't hit on women, okay? It's only the freaking Arabs and Turks who hit on women. And here's the thing, dudes. If you're gonna go up to a woman and be like, "Hey, baby mama, what you doing tonight?" and she busted wide open for you, that's in all likelihood, that's probably a low quality woman right there, man. So you don't want to have a woman like that for anything more than wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. So this is why Arabs and Turks, you know, they resort to alcohol, they resort to drugs to get women, because they target low quality women, you know. And the problem with Arabs and Turks is that deep down they're fucking simps, you know. So what they end up doing is that to make up for being a simp at heart, they just have to outwardly lie to a woman like, "Oh baby, I love you, oh baby," well, you know, all that bullshit, you know. The white people here in Latvia, including the British, apparently don't do that, you know. So that's really a big plus, is that the guys here in Latvia, they really don't simp, you know. The good-looking ones, you know. Unfortunately, I'm seeing a lot of younger dudes out there who are pretty much effeminate men, like gay faggots. Those are the... But that's part of Gen Z, guys, you know. Like the sub-22-year-old people, you know, the Gen Z people. Yeah, it's over for them. But decent-looking white dudes, yeah, they don't simp. You know, yesterday, the pub was a sausage fest. Because, again, everybody wants to go to a pub. Everybody wants to get their pee-pees touched. So, yesterday, guys, I was actually proud to hold my own yesterday. Because all the white guys who were there, they were all, like, tall. So, you know, height-wise, I was up there. So, that was a plus for me. So, I'm gonna touch the water. That way I get to say I touched water in the Gulf of Mexico, you know. I know not many people can say that. See, guys, I touched. You know what? The water ain't salty, man. Compared to the water we have back in Florida, this water ain't salty at all. You know what? Is this fresh water? I don't know. Is this like fresh water or something? Yeah, I'm not gonna risk it, you know. So, going back to the video. Women just don't like to be approached by dudes, okay? Because if you approach a woman in 2024, you know, or even right now, going into 2024, you're signaling to a woman that no other woman wants you, that you ain't got nothing going on, and, women don't want to be associated with a dude like that, okay? This is what I want you guys out there to understand. Women don't want to be associated with guys who hit on them. Because at the end of the day, you guys out there need to understand, man. bitches ain't shit and they know it, okay? So when you're hitting on a woman, you're telling her, oh, look, you're all that in a bag of chips. It's like, nah, dude, this bitch is an ain't shit bitch. She ain't got nothing going for her, you know? She works a job she hates. She got a useless college degree in underwater basket weaving. This bitch ain't shit, you know, and yet here you are simping for her, you know, hitting on her. What does that say about you, you know? So, women don't want to be hit on, guys. They want to pick you up. They want to feel that, hey, I got a good deal. I picked up this dude. This is what I'm telling you guys, okay? You know, this is why I don't talk to women, okay, guys? I never, ever initiate with women. I don't cold approach. I don't do any of that nigger shit, okay? You guys gotta understand, man. Women have realized that cold approaches is for ain't shit niggers. You know, all these PUAs who do cold approaches, they ain't shit, you know? Because if you got something going on, you ain't gonna be doing a cold approach, you know? Woman, like I said, the Latvian chick that came over to my place, you know, she actually came over a couple of times, and I drove her back to her apartment last night because she had to catch a train in the morning because she works at an inventory place. So she went off to Lithuania. So I took her back to her apartment after we had some quality time, if you know what I mean. She approached me, man. Told you guys, I was walking down Old Town Riga like I normally do, minding my own damn beeswax. She comes up to me like, hey, you got 5 euros so I can buy some cigarettes? I'm like, yeah, I do. So, bought the cigarettes and started chatting her up a little bit. Because here's the thing, like I said, guys, you know, like my second day in Latvia, guys, I was walking down Old Town Riga and this beautiful blue-eyed, blonde, white Stacy, like, fucking approaches me. I'm like walking down, you know, so I'm going like, okay, I'm going that way, she's coming that way, and then she like stops right in front of me, says something in Russian or Latvian, I'm like, English, and she's like, oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were somebody else. And I'm like, oh, okay. So she starts, so she flirted with me a little bit, and in the back of my head I'm like, is this girl flirting with you? But here's the thing, because how toxic American women are and shit like that, you don't want to be that dude. You don't want to be that dude who a girl makes an honest mistake, and then all of a sudden you're like, what's your IG? Where are you going? Let's hang out, you know? Because a lot, see, this is why a lot of women in America don't like to make contact with men, because the minute a woman is quote-unquote nice to a guy, he thinks that he's in a relationship with her. So obviously carrying that American mentality to Latvia was false on my part. You know, in the back of my head, I genuinely thought that she made an honest mistake, but looking back at it, no. So when the Latvian girl, you know, asked me to buy her cigarettes for like 5 euros, and she started flirting with me, I'm like, okay, dude, these girls are not just randomly bumping into you and flirting with you for, you know, to buy a cigarette, or, oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were somebody else. Now, there's more to it than that, dude. So we started talking a little bit. I took her out to a pub. I got drinks for like fucking 5 euros. So I pretty much spent 10 euros on this girl. The first night, second night, that's when we started doing things that are only reserved for Yogi Obe's fine ass mom, if you know what I mean. So, damn. Woman approach you guys, okay? If you're a short dude, if you're a fugly dude, women are not gonna approach you, okay? Here's the thing, okay? Let's say you're average looking, average height, average this, okay? The only way you can probably get a woman interested in you, that's assuming you're not in America. That's assuming you're not in the West, okay? The only way to get a woman interested in you, if you're an average dude, is you're in school or you're in a workplace And she's like, he's good enough for me, okay? That's the only way you can get a woman interested in you. But if you're like me, you don't go to school, you know, you don't work with other people, your only hope is just to walk around and have a woman, you know, come up to you or hit you up on the apps, you know. So far, I have zero luck on the apps here in Latvia. So, you know, again, most women, you need to understand, when it comes to apps, they're looking for guys who have money. And that's at the end of the day, man. Like I said, here in Latvia, the pubs, the bars, that's for ain't shit niggers, okay? Men who actually have money, men who have shit going for them, they don't waste time going to the beta male pub. They really don't. They don't go to a nightclub either, okay? So these guys, you know, they're all on the apps, you know, they're all, you know, showing off their bins, they're all showing off their homes, they're all showing off their fancy schmancy vacations, they're showing off all of that stuff on the apps, and then the girls, they're the ones who are like, okay, let me see, okay, this guy has a Benz, this guy, you know, he's flying on a private jet. Okay, let me hit this dude up. Because at the end of the day, guys, you need to understand, here in Latvia, just like in any Eastern European country, you know, there is no safety net, there is no credit cards, there is no bank loans, there's no none of that stuff we have back in America. So yeah, women here obviously are gonna try to get with guys who have some sort of financial means. Yeah, you know, they don't want to get knocked up by some ain't shit nigger, and now their SMV doesn't exist anymore. You know, they don't want any of that stuff. So yeah, this is why on the mobile apps, guys, you have to show off wealth and shit on the mobile apps, okay? Now, I don't do that because, you know, for me, guys, to be honest, here's the thing you guys need to understand, okay? Here's the thing you all need to understand, okay? I've been on the internet since the 90s, okay? Back in my day, online dating was for losers. Let me say that one more time. Back in my day, online dating was for losers who couldn't get a date in real life, okay? Today, I know everything is on the internet, but really, think about it, you know? What type of woman are you gonna get off the internet, you know? What type of dude are you gonna get off the internet, you know? This is why relationships are so dysfunctional. It's because this whole online dating thing really is for losers, you know. The best way to meet a person is, you know, how it's been for 5,000 years, which is workplace, family, friends, communities. That's really the best way to meet somebody. But, you know, this whole online dating thing, it really doesn't work, because everybody's like, well, you know, had I swiped on the person after her or the person before him, I'd have probably gotten a better deal. So with this whole online thing, everybody's like, well, I got this, well, the next thing is gonna be better, you know, can I do better than this, you know? This is why I like in-person shit. This is why I like getting to know a woman in person. Listen, man, I never ever got a date off of the internet, okay? The only freaking date I got off the internet, I told you guys, I was in Chișinău, Moldova. I was catfished. It was this freaking gypsy girl who this was like the ugliest girl I've ever seen in my life, you know. On her photos, you know, her photos, yeah, she got makeup on, she had all the right angles, but when I saw her in person, I was like, damn, this bitch fucking ugly. And then here's the thing, guys, you know, when I met her, At the, because she said, hey, go to, hey, let's meet at this, you know, pizza joint. I'm like, yeah, fine, you know, I'm gonna waste what, you know, 15, 20 euros on fucking pizza, you know, by American standards, that's not much. So I'm like, okay, that's fine, I'll go there, you know, at least I'll get to eat, you know. So, she came up to my table and, she spoke no English and she's like, tender. And I realized this is a girl from Tinder, but like I said, she was so fucking ugly, dudes, you know? Imagine Yogi Obe's sister, but hella uglier, okay? So I just looked at her like a deer in headlights. I looked at her like she was a crazy lady, because I'm like, there is no fucking way I'm gonna, there is no fucking way I'm gonna entertain this ugly ass bitch. No, thank you. No, I can't do it, you know. Ugly face, ugly body. It's like, dude, this, look, I'd probably be better off with fucking Shaniqua at that point, you know. So, yeah, that, you know, so that date never came to be, you know. So that's, other than that, that's the only thing I ever got off of the internet stuff. I don't think the internet, again, back in the 90s, internet dating, online dating was for losers back in the 90s, okay, guys? So this is why I never take online dating seriously, you know, even though a lot of people out there, they tell me, yo, Omar, you should, you know, go online, you know, start showing some, you know, pictures of traveling, you know, standing next to a plane, shit like that. And, you know, my mentality is like, dude, I mean, internet is for losers, man. So, all right, guys, that's the Gulf of Mexico right, I'm sorry, Gulf of Riga right there. We're gonna start heading back into the town. As you guys can see, it's like all forest. You know, this is a good thing about Latvia. It has so much forest here, guys. That's a really good thing about this place. Like I said, man, Latvia, when the sun's up, it ain't bad. I'm telling you guys, in summer, Latvia would be awesome, you know. I'd probably, God willing, come back here during the summer, to be honest with you guys. I'd probably come back here during the summer, you know. Pretty much go from March until August, September. So, like I said, we're now gonna start heading back to the city. I might do a car tour of the city for you guys. You know, that way you guys get to see the homes and all the good stuff like that. But, yeah, honestly, I'm more into the whole nature stuff than I am into, you know, driving around, showing you, like, I don't know, buildings and people. I mean, how often do you guys see nature like this, you know? You really don't see things like this, you know. In America, you have to go to like certain places to get this type of scenery, but here in Latvia, this is a norm, man. This is really the norm. Again, over 50% of Latvia is fucking forest like this. So, yeah, in conclusion, guys, online dating, dude, don't do it, dude, don't do it. It's been for losers since the 90s, it's still for losers 30 years later, okay? If you're just not getting approached by a woman, all that really means is that you're just not attractive to women. That's all there is to it, dudes. You guys out there need to understand, man. If a woman is gonna approach you in public, she has to see you like really, really high up there, okay? Because no woman wants to approach an average looking regular dude in public. They don't want to do that, okay? Now, in school, in work, a woman can probably, you know, get with a regular dude just as a placeholder for the bigger, better deal. See, this is what you guys need to understand. This is one of the reasons why, again, relationships are so messed up. You know, guys that are in a school with women, guys who are in a working relationship with women, you know, a woman might settle for that guy as a placeholder until the bigger, better deal comes along. This is what you guys out there need to understand. When these women are walking outside, when these women are, you know, out in public, you know, they're looking for the bigger, better deal. And also at the same time, like everybody in the manosphere says, Tinder is for Chad, okay? Very few women on Tinder, okay? Very few women on Tinder are under the illusion that they're gonna lock down Chad, you know? All these women on Tinder know that Chad is for wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and that's it. They're gone. Look at the homes here, guys. I'm telling you, man. Look at the homes. Really nice. They're all... Oh, yeah, man. Like I said, you know, they're all like Russian mafia here, man. So, yeah. Ermola is like where the Russian mafia, like, money launders shit. You know, and then they come here during the summer. Again, it's not bad. You just saw the, you saw the beach a couple of minutes ago. It's not bad, guys, you know. So, like I was saying, dudes, internet is really, online dating is really for Chad, okay? When a woman is on the internet, she's either looking for Chad to blow out her back, or she's looking for a rich dude to kind of like be her sugar daddy, you know? I mean, what type of, I mean, see, this is a thing you guys need to understand about women, man. Women, they end up putting guys in certain categories. I got Chad here who's gonna come over on Wednesday night and blow out my back. Then I got this rich simp over here who's gonna take me out. Oh, look, they have Still, you know? For those of you who don't know, Still is a company in America. I don't know if it's an American company or what, but Still, you know, that company over there, guys, they make tools for like landscaping and shit like that. So obviously, being here in Latvia, that's big business for them. So, yeah, this is why, guys, I tell you guys, online dating is really for losers, you know? You're either gonna be Chad from Tinder, who's gonna Nagasaki Hiroshima her pussy between 1:45 and 2 in the morning, or you're gonna be some sort of rich beta male sugar daddy type simp who's gonna pay off her bills, show her a good time, take her around town, and shit like that, okay, guys? So this is why I tell you guys, don't put much stock into Tinder unless, of course, you know, you're Chad or you are willing to be a Beta Bucks Deluxe for some sharmuta, you know? So this is why I really am not active. This is why I'm really not active on the whole social media thing. Because, I mean, again, think about it from a girl's perspective, okay, guys? Think about it from a girl's perspective, okay? I got at least, I got anywhere from 2,000 to 5,000 guys on my dating apps. And that includes Instagram, okay, guys? You know, there are women... Women use Instagram as a dating tool, okay, guys? Get that in your mind, okay? You know, how many women out there, guys, do you see, like, one or two pictures? Some women even have their profile only for friends only, yet the bitch has thousands of followers, okay? So what women nowadays are doing with social media is that they're putting guys into categories, okay? You know, you got Chad from, you know, Tinder or Instagram or Bumble, then you got the Beta Bucks Deluxe. See, you guys don't want to be categorized, okay? Let me say that one more time, okay? You guys don't want to be categorized by a woman into a box, okay? You don't want to be, you know, look, we all want to be in the Chad box, okay? We all want to be in the Chad box, okay? Nobody wants to be in the Beta Box Deluxe box, okay? At the end of the day, you don't want to be just a category for some sharmuta. You really don't, okay? This is why I'm against the whole online dating thing, because you don't want to be a category for some sharmuta, okay? So, alright, my phone is about to die in about probably 10-11 minutes, but I'm pretty much done with this video again. I'm making a full circle back to not getting wheat waffled. You really can't approach women, dudes. You really can't, okay? I mean,